Over the last two decades, the Hubble Space Telescope has revolutionized astronomy. It's probed the mystery of dark matter and showed that the first galaxies formed earlier than anyone ever thought. Hubble won't last forever, though, so NASA is already building an even more powerful space telescope. Today, astronomers are gathering in Baltimore to talk about the amazing science it could do. But as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, Hubble's successor is facing hard times.
The astronomers gathered at the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore are buzzing with ideas for how to use the James Webb Space Telescope. It's named after a NASA administrator during the Apollo days.
What I want to look at with Webb is what we call ice giants in our solar system, the planets Neptune and Uranus.
That's Heidi Hamel. She's with ORA, a consortium that operates large observatories.
I've been studying these planets for 20, 30 years now, and we've really pushed the limits of what we can do from the ground and with Hubble.
The new telescope will let astronomers push past those limits and others. They'll be able to peer at the very first galaxies, search for water on planets that orbit distant stars, see parts of the universe they've never seen before. All that comes with a big price tag. A recent independent review said the telescope will cost at least $1.5 billion more than the $5 billion that NASA had planned to spend. And while James Webb was supposed to launch in 2014, now it's looking like 2018 at the earliest. But Hamel seems unfazed.
It's clear that it's hard to build. But you've got to do hard things, because that's where the frontiers are.
Unlike Hubble, which orbits close to Earth, James Webb will be far out in space, about 1 million miles away. This infrared telescope could be blinded by heat, so it needs to be cold, minus 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Matt Mountain is the head of the Space Telescope Science Institute. He ticks off a bunch of technologies invented just to make this telescope work. Things like its 18 gold-coated mirrors and its giant five-layer sunshade, the size of a tennis court.
There's a whole range of these new technologies which had to be brought in. Most interesting, the technologies we worried least about are the ones that scare people most, are the unfolding technologies.
Unfolding technologies, because this telescope is collapsible. It is the size of a Boeing 737, but it has to fold up to fit inside a slender rocket. NASA videos show how it will unfold. Mountain says some astronomers still can't believe it.
They just think it won't unfold. I mean, you watch the video of this sort of transformer telescope, sort of origami telescope, unfolding and becoming a 6-meter telescope, you know, 1 million miles from here. You think, well, that can't work.
But it has to. Unlike Hubble, there will be no repair missions, not so far out in space. $3 billion has already been spent. NASA officials are now hunting around for the extra money it will take to complete the testing and building. They just put a new manager in charge, Rick Howard. He says some scientists do worry that James Webb could become the telescope that ate NASA's entire astronomy budget.
There are a lot of people that are concerned about that. There's no doubt about that.
He says it won't do that, and it's worth the price. He says it isn't the first telescope to be unexpectedly expensive.
It's interesting to think about James Webb versus Hubble. When Hubble was launched, it was about 3 times the cost of what it was originally estimated at.
He says, all in all, the Hubble program has cost about $9 to $10 billion. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.